As communities continue to clean up and rebuild after record floods swept through the St. Louis region just before the new year, attention is turning to how these disasters can be prevented. In the St. Louis region, the damage was the most concentrated along the Merrimack River. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, a 3-mile-long levee around the city of Valley Park kept it high and dry.
The ground is still pretty soggy here on the Valley Park levee. If you measure from the bottom of the river to the top, it's about the size of a 4-story building. And what we know based on flood maps is that the Merrimack River overreached its banks and got all the way to the top. Normally, people come here to use the bike path. There are a few picnic tables, too. But what it also does is protect the city of Valley Park during a flood.
I've seen ladies crying that they were just so happy to come back in that they came back into a dry house.
Valley Park Mayor Mike Panese issued an evacuation order before the river crested, worried that the levee could fail. But the 3-mile-long earthen behemoth held, and hundreds of people were able to return to their homes when the water went back down. That's a far cry from Valley Park's experience during the 1982 flood, which prompted a campaign to build the levee in the first place.
The water come up, they didn't realize it was going to get as high as they said, and then the next thing you know, people were in their second stories of their house and, you know, trying to get out.
The Valley Park levee was built by the Army Corps of Engineers and later expanded, costing about $50 million in mostly federal funds. Levees are frequently used as barriers between rivers and cities built on a floodplain, but they're no panacea. Levees can fail or be overtopped, flooding towns unexpectedly. And many will argue that too many levees just push the water higher, making these floods more frequent and more severe. In 2008, geologist Nicholas Pinter worked at Southern Illinois University Carbondale, and he tried to tease out those variables in his research along the Mississippi River. Climate change and industrialization, he says, push flood levels up by a few inches. The Mississippi's levees send it up 3 or 4 feet, but the biggest difference is due to river navigation systems.
The Middle Mississippi River is intensely engineered, with the result that any flood that comes through, you have to ask the question, how much of that is natural, the rain in the contributing basin, and how much is the effect of humans modifying that system?
If we could go back in time, Pinter says, the solution is obvious. Don't build in a floodplain. But that's what people have done, and the levees are here to stay. So he recommends a 3-part sniff test.
They should be used for infrastructure that is concentrated, high in value, and pre-existing. We should not be taking open floodplain and putting it behind a wall anywhere. That's a field of dreams approach that has put us in this position.
Bob Holmes of the United States Geological Survey in Rolla says levees can be built in a responsible way without a major effect on flood levels in other places. He says floods are a natural occurrence. A levee or flood wall is just a decision to protect a certain area.
But it comes down to, you know, we got to live on the planet. You know, you have to have food, so we always have to make these trade-offs. Hopefully we do it in a smart way.
That's why many riverside communities will hold buyouts, where flooded homes get bulldozed instead of rebuilt, and newly created green spaces can absorb floodwaters. But what happens when one town builds a wall and the other doesn't? Who gets to decide who floods and who stays dry? During a press conference last week, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says these are decisions for later down the road because they would require federal buy-in. Nixon says he thinks the cost of flood insurance does a fair job of curbing floodplain development, but doesn't think a statewide policy against it is necessary.
I would be very hesitant to, in a blanket way, where we have such a significant outdoor tourism industry that relies on business in the summer, especially on our rivers and streams, to say that you can't build there or put structures there.
In the meantime, Nixon says his main focus is flood recovery, so that towns along the Merrimack, Missouri, and the Mississippi can get back to normal as soon as possible. I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.